Voice of Indonesia.
How are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Rivai, and I'll accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister Luqman Hakim Saifuddin announces the beginning of Ramadan 1440 Hijrah. Speaker Bambang Susatyo calls for the two camps to make Ramadan the momentum of good relations recovery. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Luqman Hakim Saifuddin stated that the beginning of fasting or the first Ramadan 1440 Hijrah falls on Monday, May 6. According to Minister Luqman Hakim, the first Ramadan was decided after knowing the position of the new moon and hearing the testimony of the number of vessels deployed by the Ministry of a number of points across Indonesia. This was conveyed by Minister Luqman Hakim Saifuddin at a press conference at the Ministry of Religious Affairs office in Jakarta after Isbat session to determine the beginning of Ramadan on Sunday afternoon. He added that this year, the government has deployed a number of vessels stationed in 102 points in 34 provinces throughout Indonesia. At least 9 officials delivered their testimony under the oath that they saw the hilal.
Oleh karenanya dengan dua hal tadi, posisi
therefore, with these two things, hilal's position and then later hearing the testimony of the number of our officials, then all the participants of the Isbat congregation agreed to determine that the first Ramadan in 1440 Hijrah falls on Monday, May 6, 2019. Minister Luqman Hakim Saifuddin hopes that with the results of the Isbat session, all Muslims in Indonesia can start fasting together in Ramadan. This is a reflection of the togetherness of Muslims to look at the future of the nation together. The Isbat session was attended by representatives of various Islamic organizations such as Nahdlatul Ulama and Muhammadiyah, National Aeronautics and Space Agency, Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, and representatives of friendly countries. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives Bambang Susatyo called for each of the political forces to make this Ramadan a momentum for the recovery of good relations among communities that had been at odds because of different political choices. In his written statement in Jakarta, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Sunday, Speaker Bambang hoped that the recovery of good relations would begin with a sheer awareness to stop expressing hate speech, mutual accusations, mutual threats, and avoiding provocative statements. He considered that during Ramadan, all political forces must care and respect the people who are fasting. Thus, public space should be clean of everything that has the potential to disrupt or undermine the sacredness of the holy month of Ramadan. Minister of Defense General Retired Riamizat Riyakudu has warned those who are disappointed with the result of the election not to conduct street rallies. On the sidelines of Ramadan Fun Day, an event to welcome the Ramadan or fasting month on Sunday, Minister Riamizat said that this is a state based on law. There should not be an action conducted against the Constitution. He called on people who are unsatisfied with the results of the general election to file legal suits and submit any evidence of fraud on the implementation of the election. He has also called on supporters of both presidential candidates to put aside disagreement during the election. He emphasized that there are no more supporters of 01 and 02, it is time to unite now. A member of the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Bambang Sadono, hoped that the dissemination of the four pillars of the MPR through reading poetry competitions among students can continue to be held every year. As quoted by Antara News Agency when attending the Central Java Poetry Reading Competition in Semarang, Central Java on Sunday, Bambang Sadono explained that art performances in the form of poetry reading competition with the theme of patriotism were attended by students' representatives from 19 district cities in Central Java in the context of socializing the four pillars of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR, Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, and Unity in Diversity. He hoped that the poetry reading competition among students would inspire the young generations who become the backbone of the country. In addition, Bambang Sadono emphasized that the poetry reading competition also aims to preserve culture in the field of poetry, which is currently fading amid technological advancement. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Arman Sulaiman said that his side, along with Indonesian Police Criminal Investigation Agency's Food Task Force, is prepared to maintain price stability and food distribution. He mentioned that currently there are more than 400 cases of food mafia handled by the Ministry of Agriculture and 56 importers were blacklisted. As reported by Republika Online, Minister Amran explained in Jakarta on Sunday that with the supply of garlic, there are 115,000 tons available to meet consumption demand during Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. He asked all elements, including consumers, to jointly maintain price stability. Thus, Minister Andi also asked the importers holding the market operation of garlic at Kramat Jati Central Market in Jakarta on Sunday to immediately push the price of garlic in the range of 25,000 to 30,000 per kilogram. Indonesian Ministry of Industry held a 2019 e-Smart Small and Medium Industry event with the theme IKM Go Digital in three provinces, namely Bali, West Kalimantan, and South Sulawesi. Each province is followed by 250 small and medium industries. Director General of Small, Medium, and Multivarious Industries at the Ministry of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsi, through her statement in Jakarta recently, as reported by the Ministry of Industry on Sunday, explained that her side collaborated with the marketplace, innovation in financial services, banking, shipping companies, exporter service providers, and an open-based information service community. Gati Wibawaningsi added that the e-Smart program for small and medium industries, which has been launched since January 2017, is a concrete step for the present government, which wants to prepare a national Go Digital Small and Medium Industry or towards a 4.0 industrial revolution. Maluku province on Sunday exported more than 6.4 tons of fresh tuna to Japan from the Patimura Ambon International Airport. Head of Maluku Industry and Trade Office, Elvis Patiselano, said that export carried out by PT Maluku Prima Mandiri utilizes the service of Baltic Air and Lion Air Airlines. This direct export is only transits in Jakarta after the Maluku provincial government, with the support of a number of competent parties, handled the transaction in an integrated manner. He stated that the export value of Maluku's fresh tuna to a number of countries over the last 4 months has jumped sharply compared to that in the last 8 months of 2018, when the value was recorded at only $10 million. He also pointed out that fresh tuna exports were also carried out by two other exporters, PT Harta Samudra and PT Cemerlang Laut Ambon. In addition, live mangrove crabs were exported by Putri Desi to Singapore and Malaysia. The export took place on January 12 with a volume of 1.1 tons. Well, listener, That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The topic of today's commentary is Welcome to Ramadan. Ramadan is a holy month awaited by Muslims around the world, especially Indonesia, with the Muslim majority. In this holy month, Muslims fast for a full month, from sunrise to sunset. They don't eat or drink. They don't do bad deeds in order to get abundant rewards. In this holy month, Muslims not only fast but also worship as much as possible to get blessings and rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This year, the Indonesian government set the beginning of Ramadan on Monday, May 6, 2019. This determination is based on the Islamic conference held by Minister of Religious Affairs on Sunday and attended by representatives of various Islamic organizations such as Nahdlatul Ulama, NU, and Muhammadiyah, and state representatives, friendly countries, especially neighboring countries, where the majority of the population is Muslim. The termination of the beginning of fasting is usually done based on the position of the moon, considering the Islamic calendar is the lunar one. Thus, the National Aeronautics and Space Institute, or LAPAN, as well as the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BNKG, also involved in the expert trial. Fasting is not only holding back hunger or thirst, but also holding back all lust. In addition, during fasting, Muslims are also advised to practice other acts of worship such as giving alms, increasing friendship and avoiding acts that are prohibited by Islam. When fasting, every Muslim is commanded to leave behind various passions or worldly pleasures. By fasting, every Muslim can train himself or herself to be a patient person. When fasting, Muslims are trained to be able to withstand anger and not to think negatively other people. Welcome to Ramadan. That's commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our Google program Today in History. Well, we start for an event on May 6, 1937, on which Hindu bird disaster occurred. On May 6, 1937, Hindenburg Zeppelin aircraft of Germany was destroyed by fire in several minutes when trying to land at the Festingpoort Lakehurst Air Force Station in New Jersey, the United States of America. In the incident, there were 97 passengers aboard the Hindenburg and 36 people were killed. Since the incident, glory of the aircraft has ended. The next event is that in 1994, the Tunnel of England Street was inaugurated. England is no longer to be a separate island and has connected with European land. This took place since the tunnel inauguration of undersea railway at England Street, which connects Folkestone in England and Cloquet in France. The inauguration of the tunnel was conducted by French President François Mitterrand and Queen Elizabeth II. Although the tunnel was opened on May 6, 1994, the first shuttle train, which carried cars and passengers, could operate through the tunnel in December 1994. The last event is that in 2007, Nicolas Sarkozy won the presidential election in France. Nicolas Sarkozy became President of the Republic of France after defeating Ségolène Royal from Socialist Party. Sarkozy was elected as president through the second round of the 2007 general election. At the time, President Sarkozy was at a controversial president because he issued many unpopular policies related with labor, tax, state finance, and immigration. Before being president, he was chairman of Popular Union Movement Party. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of today is My Indonesia, Indonesia, ADB and Timor Leste signed trade agreement. The government of Indonesia, the Asian Development Bank ADB, and the government of Timor Leste signed Memorandum of Understanding MOU to support cross-border trade and cooperation between Timor Leste and the province of East Nusa Tenggara NTT in Indonesia. The MOU was signed by ADB President Takehiko Nakao, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, and Timor Leste Finance Minister Saralobo Brides on the sidelines of the 52nd annual meeting of the ADB Board of Governors in Nadi, Fiji's third largest city, on Saturday. Based on the agreement, Indonesia and Timor Leste will reduce barriers at the cross-border land and air transportation and harmonize procedures at border crossing points. Both sides also seek to reduce animal health barriers to livestock trade and improve tourism promotion in NTT and Timor Leste through joint marketing. ADB President Takehiko Nakao said the regional cooperation and integration are very important for sustainable and inclusive growth in Asia and the Pacific regions. This MOU is an important step in supporting cross-border cooperation between Indonesia and Timor-Leste. Supporting livelihoods in lagging border areas is very important to overcome inequality. Anyone can participate in increasing regional prosperity. The Memorandum of Understanding is built based on the scoping study on increasing cross-border cooperation and integration between Indonesia and Timor-Leste, carried out by IDB at the request of the Indonesian and Timor-Leste governments. The study identifies various challenges and opportunities for cross-border collaboration and identifies tourism and livestock as the main sectors for short-term benefits through collaboration. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the Indonesian government is committed to reducing regional inequality in Indonesia, and East Nusa Tenggara is one of the less developed regions in Indonesia. Thus, it's necessary to increase connectivity, accessibility and capacity as well as cross-border economic collaboration. This MOU is a complementary national strategy to support border areas with additional collaboration with Timor-Leste. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance of Timor-Leste, Sara Lobo Brights, said that Timor-Leste has made a significant step since independence. Timor-Leste would like to integrate more closely with ASEAN and the World Economic and diversify its economy. According to the Brights, reducing trade barriers and establishing cooperation with closest neighbors is a key step in achieving this goal. He welcomed happily the Memorandum of Understanding with ADB and Indonesia as a first step in a sustainable partnership and mutually beneficial for growth. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian kali saat pandangan kita menyatu, menatap langit biru, terlukis senyum cerah, tebarkan warna. Demi keagungan cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Mushoh Dance in Papua. Stay tuned. Papuan people have traditional religious belief pattern which unites and absorbs into all life aspects. Their world viewpoint is related to one another, among materials and spiritual, secular and sacred. All of these function simultaneously. In its connection with art, Mushoh dance is one of the dances belongs to the culture of Papuan people. This manifests their belief system. Mushoh dance is a kind of ritual dance as effort to chase away people's spirit who died due to an accident. If there is a member of Papuan tribe who dies due to an accident, generally Papuan people believe that the spirit is not calm. Through the belief, the Mushoh dance is created to make the spirit calm. Practically, the dance is like Papuan traditional dances in general. This dance is accompanied by their traditional instrument called tifa. As a difference from Papuan war dance, Mushoh dance uses neither spear nor another weapon. The dance is performed by male dancers with energetic movements like war dance, where the movement is seen in playing shield and accompanied by typical scream. By performing Mushoh dance, it is hoped to be able to chase away the spirit who dies unnaturally, so that the spirit will not disturb people who are still alive. The dance has been known by tribes in Papua for a long time, and until now, it still survives. Many people assume that the dance is also used to welcome guests. In fact, the dance which is used to welcome the guests is welcome dance is accompanied by rhythmic music with dynamic movement. This shows the local people's happiness in welcoming the honorable guest. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Nuka Kuswati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
You have just listened to the third song entitled Aku Yang Jatuh Cinta, sung by Dudi Oris. For the next segment, we will present you Miscellany. Hello listeners, Voice of Indonesia. It is nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today's edition is about to explore the topic. UI delegation won first place in business competition in South Korea. Stay tuned with us on www.vuinews.id. The UI delegation successfully won first place in a business competition in South Korea. The team consisted of 6 students of engineering faculty of University of Indonesia. They were chosen as champions thanks to innovation in plastic waste treatment. Through innovative ideas in the form of processing plastic waste into raw material for 3-dimensional printer filament yarn, the University of Indonesia delegation successfully won the title. They took home the platinum prize title of first place and a prize worth $2,000. The competition entitled the Asian Student Venture Forum, which was held in Seoul and Daejeon, South Korea in early April. The 6 students were Pandey Bagus Widyantara, Muhammad Rashad, Idrus Fahreza, Rizka Amira, Naufal Arif, and Abiyah. The concept offered by them is full of technology, but it also puts forward interesting and financially promising business ideas. One of the team representative, Pandey Bagus, said that as a UI engineering student, he would like to put forward the findings of applied-based engineering that could provide benefits to the community. He is proud to be able to represent UI in the prestigious event in Asia and meet students from some countries to introduce Indonesian culture and the quality of the youth. The Asian Students Venture Forum is an annual competition event held by Korea Economic Daily, and this year it was sponsored by KTNG. This business startup competition was attended by various countries in Asia, such as China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Mongolia, the Philippines, Singapore, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. The biggest international business plan competition in South Korea has been held since 2002. Besides representing new ideas and interesting innovations, all participants of the competition also took part in various cultural activities, social discussion, and discussion related to other global economic issues. That was Miss Lenny for today, featuring UI delegation won first place in business competition in South Korea. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You have just listened to the third song entitled Aku Yang Jatuh Cinta, sung by Dudi Oris. For the next segment, we will present you Miscellany. Hello listeners, Voice of Indonesia. It is nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today, Citizen is about to explore the topic. UI delegation won first place in business competition in South Korea. Stay tuned with us on www.voinews.id. The UI delegation successfully won first place in a business competition in South Korea. The team consisted of 6 students of Engineering Faculty of University of Indonesia. They were chosen as champions thanks to innovation in plastic waste treatment. Through innovative ideas in the form of processing plastic waste into raw material for 3-dimensional printer filament yarns, the University of Indonesia delegation successfully won the title. They took home the Platinum Prize title of first place and a prize worth $2,000. The competition entitled the Asian Student Venture Forum, which was held in Seoul and Daejeon, South Korea in early April. The 6 students were Pandey Bagus Widyantara, Muhammad Rashad, Idrus Fahreza, Rizka Amira, Naufal Arif, and Abiyah. The concept offered by them is full of technology, but it also puts forward interesting and financially promising business ideas. One of the team representatives, Pandey Bagus, said that as a UI engineering student, he would like to put forward the findings of applied-based engineering that could provide benefits to the community. He is proud to be able to represent UI in the prestigious event in Asia and meet students from some countries to introduce Indonesian culture and the quality of the youth. The Asian Students Venture Forum is an annual competition event held by Korea Economic Daily, and this year it was sponsored by KTNG. This business startup competition was attended by various countries in Asia, such as China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Mongolia, the Philippines, Singapore, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. The biggest international business plan competition in South Korea has been held since 2002. Besides representing new ideas and interesting innovations, all participants of the competition also took part in various cultural activities, social discussion, and discussion related to other global economic issues. That was Miscellany for today, featuring UI delegation won first place in business competition in South Korea. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
That was a wonderful song. And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about the music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet you again. In Music Corner. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Ariati.
An old song which was composed by Ismail Marzuki tells about an adorable woman named Ariadne. The song, which contains of praise for idol woman, is sung by Toto Salmon, who learned and sharpened his vocal skills from W.S. Nardi. Even though he was graduated from school of serious singing technique, Toto Salmon has decided to sing Keroncong song since he was 25 years old. He decided to sing Keroncong song because at that time, there were a few young singers who sang Keroncong songs. Listener, here is Toto Salmon with the song entitled Ariadne.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you very much for your attention. We'll give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. And listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, or our Instagram account, voice_of_Indonesia. And you can visit our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, or to our email, voi@voinews.id.